Party, are ready for the part?
Today's lunch from Lisa of Chaim Lisa from Shari Moshe Anil Rivka Bas Moshe Azir was supposed to Shalom Chaim Moshe and Malkam and Brachah was Sar Malkam at Chitzum Fegel Dina and Eschus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Nun Tess. We are by the Ramah Mil of Siv Zayin. Just the Ramah is a continuation of the Mechaber. The Mechaber over here was talking about that if I have this oven that I covered up the hole with a such a board steam to cover it up. So we have a problem if there are coals in there, then by covering it up, you're causing the coals to go out. By uncovering it, you're causing the fire to ignite, and therefore you can't do it. Mechaber said that you can maybe do it, you can do it al yaday ein Yehudi if you have no other way. Says the Ramah, the yesh machmirim, shaloi lister stima sataner atuach betit al yaday Yisrael umlef shalas al yaday Yehudi. So if you remember, the Mechaber said the first part is if there's no coals, and you have the covering, even though it is sealed up with this tar or clay, whatever they used to seal it up with, you can remove it on Shabbos. However, says the Ramah, it's those who hold that it's better to never do that anytime you do that, removing it that when it was sealed up should be done with a goy. V'chein, and also, mefshel asoy sayidei Yisrael cotton, if he's able to do it through a cotton, still, a guy would be better, but if you don't have a guy, if you have a choice of a cotton, la yasa Yisrael gadol, it's better not to do it and doing it with somebody who is a gadol already. The im efsha, what's you don't have not a guy and you don't have a Yisrael, you don't have a cotton, yasa gadol yaday shinu ktsas, you should at least do it with a shinui, the achi noig, and this is the minik. Okay, let's just see the mishabura on this before we go further. The Yesh Machmirim, so unlike the Mechaber, which said this is okay, that those are Machmir, time up. The Ilu Kevin Shesh Tuach Betit, that since this is sealed up with this clay that was put around this plank that was put in front of the opening to seal it up, Yesh Bezek Tzas Mishum Stiras Binyan, it's almost like it's built into the wall, and you're removing it. So although we said that this is not really Stira, because this is not made to be there permanently, obviously, and therefore, it's okay. Still, it's better not to do it if you have that option. Okay. Now, let's go back to the Ramah. Venerally, ha'demutalachzar v'listay matana, that this that the Mechaber said that if you uncover the tana and there's no burning coals in there, you're now able to go ahead and reseal the tana. Okay, not seal it with the tit, but just put the cover back on. Says the Ramah, that's by day. Because by the time you get to the morning, everything was already completely cooked. If you do it at night, where you uncover the opening to the oven and now you're reclosing it up, you might have pots in there that are still not cooked. Also, liste matana, you're not allowed to close up, because what happens when you close it up? The garim bishul, that causes the heat to build up, and that causes the food to cook faster, which we said that something that's not fully cooked, you're not allowed to cause the bishul to happen. K'moich and aspire simmeration and zayin sifdal, as we can explain in simmeration and zayin. Ba'fila yudei eini yehudi, aser, even with an eini yehudi, you're not allowed to do it. K'moich and aspire la'el saif simmeration and gimel, as we will explain in Simon Reishon and Gimel. Shadina Chazar B'Shabbos Ayin Lekamen Simon Shin Yud Ches. Other halachas with regards to this, we will see in Shin Yud Ches. Let's see the Mishavura on this. Also, list of Tana, you shouldn't close up the Tana. Da Yedei Stimus Piv, by closing up the opening to the Tana. That Filo B'Loi Ticha B'Tit, even if you're not going to go ahead and smear this seal on it. Moisev Chaimim Espashal Mehera. You're going to build up the heat in the oven and make the food cook faster. Even if you shoveled out the coals, that's also. If the coals are still in there, even if they're completely cooked, the embers are still somewhat burning. So then you certainly not allowed to cover it up, because you go ahead, you're going to put the coals out. You cause the food to cook faster. If you would do this, the food would be awesome to eat. Now this, the Shabura tells us this, that the Ramah told us that I have a concern that if you close up the door of the oven, you're going to cook the food faster. That's only talking about this, that the food becomes usur is only if the food had not yet reached Michael Ben Desai. And this, if you remember, we learned already. We said that if it's already Michael Ben Desai, and then you caused it to cook a little bit faster, so although you weren't supposed to, but you're not really having that much enough from the mistake that you did, or the thing that you did wrong, because it was already edible beforehand. And therefore, the food does not become usur to eat. But still, you shouldn't be doing it. Even to do this, it's asa stima by night. Even if he's not smearing this tar around it, because you're causing it to cook faster. Of course, you're not allowed to go ahead and seal it up. There's a separate, it's one of the lama tes malachas by smearing this stuff on there. But the avid, if the guy did it, you don't ask the food. Since ultimately you would have cooked without his malacha, so therefore you're not really having that much enough from the guy's work. All you did was he made it cook faster. So although you weren't allowed to do it, you're allowed to eat the food. Even in the summer, Gadol, we daven early, and when we leave shul, it's still smack in the middle of the day. It's still light outside. The iser that we have is because we were mekabel Shabbos early. You should not tell the guy to do it for you then. The Yavi Loima Gamba Chayrif, because if we allow you to do it then, although at that time Amir Lakim is really not such a problem, but if I allow you to do it then, we're going to end up doing it in the winter too. The Yavi Loima Gamba Chayrif, Shayyatsin Besaknas Samal Hashaykh, at that point, when we during the winter when we leave Shul, oftentimes it's already nighttime. It could be even night, and therefore we could potentially run into a problem, so we should not train ourselves to do this, to tell the guy to do these things even during the summer when we're leaving, when we make early Shabbos, because it's going to end up bringing us to do it on a regular winter Shabbos and do it all the way at night. Okay, so that concludes this very, very complicated subject of Hatmana, and we're going to go back into, remember, this all goes in order. So now we're still holding Erev Shabbos, and the Mechaber is going to talk to us now more about how we're supposed to prepare for Shabbos. Mitzvah, says the Mechaber, lirchaitz, to bathe ourselves before Shabbos. Hagah, kogufay, our whole body. That's preferable, says the Ramah. Ve'im, because I can't wash my whole body for whatever reason. You have a limited amount of hot water. We'll see, where this can be negeya. But at a minimum, pana yada v'raglav, as a minimum, we should do our face, our hands, and our feet. B'cham and Erev Shabbos, in hot water of Erev Shabbos, a mitzvah lachay farosh, to clean the head, legaleach atzapraneim, and to lachay means probably more comb, to make sure that it's clean, atzapraneim, and to cut our nails for Erev Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. So these are the things that we have to do on Erev Shabbos, on the cutting the nails on Erev Shabbos. We actually had a whole shiur in shul about it. It's a skula for good children and many, many other things. That is brought down, but the appropriate time to do this is all on Erev Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mitzvah nekvod Shabbos because of kavod Shabbos. And because makom ain't a chayv gemura. It's not like a chiyuv. You have to like lighting candles, right? V'amekayma, but if you keep a mekabel asacha, you get schar for it. She'ena mekayma. If you don't do this, ain't an anishala. You're not punished for it. We should be very careful that we shouldn't come to Chil Shabbos because of Rechitza, meaning, for starters, make sure we do it early, not last minute. Many people fall into this trap during the summer, during the winter. They're in the bathhouse almost until dark. But Afim Gomer Etzem Rechitza Beheta, even if they go ahead and they finished all the Rechitza when it was still by day, Gam came as Naman Isaliyada, they're still going to be Yisurim Shapamim, he's Sarikas Raishim, so if you brush your hair, she Malacha da Raisa of Shabbos, which is the Malacha da Raisa of Shabbos, Gamotzi Shacha Gamak Kolapula, Seichata Aluntis, Mamayim Shaniblumboy, you squeeze out the towel, Behubachal Machabes. Other problems that we run into. So, it's of course it's a mitzvah to bathe ourselves on Erev Shabbos, but we should make sure to do it early that we shouldn't lead to a problem. Okay. Of course, when we take a shower, we should have in mind I'm doing this for Kavod Shabbos. It adds a schus to it. You should try not only to worry about yourself, but you should make sure other people don't make this mistake. You'll have the schus harabim attached to you. He says, not only do we have to be concerned about the community, that they should do what's right, just because we're going to get the schus of taking care of them, but by if chas v'shalom we don't, a person could get punished because of the sin of the community. So we can be nitvas in the avoin of the community. If somebody goes ahead, has the ability to be moicha and stop something that's happening wrong by the members of his household, and he doesn't, nitvas b'avoin anche beisa, chas v'shalom, he gets punished together with his family. If you have the ability to reprimand your or to stop people in your community from doing something wrong and you don't do it, nitvas b'avoin anche yirai, you same thing. Lirchaitz to bathe v'gam alo nashim shach mitzvah rechitza, women should also bathe on erev Shabbos. Yemei chayiv shayom k'tzarim v'elim p'nai, that the days are very short. Obviously, then it was much more difficult for them to bathe. They had to boil up water. They went to the bathhouse. However, it was not as easy as by we have turning on the shower. At a minimum, they should wash their face and hands. If they don't have a choice, the preference is to wash your whole body with hot water. The raglov and his feet. Says Mr. Brewer in his city, they were not noyig, they weren't makbid on washing the feet. That it said pun of yadav raglov because they used to go barefoot. The dacha lirchos, but amayim in a ovik for offer, you would wash off the dust and dirt from your feet. Mashen came in the same, they went with shoes. Again, zeb kasav prima gadam leil b'simin dalav beit shlavram siv katan aleph ayin shom. Of course, in our makom, we're not to wash our feet as well. Be'erav Shabbos, v'adim cholze be'erav yontiv. It's the idea that you're supposed to wash yourself is not only erav Shabbos, it's erav yontiv as well. Bathing ourselves on Thursday is not really taking care of this. Ellen can e actually lirchas be'erav Shabbos. You're going to, for some reason, be in a position. A guy's in the doctor and be working to his man. There's no way that he's going to be able to bathe himself on erav Shabbos. As kol kama the mikvah Shabbos tvei ma'al v'chein l'inyan stopper. You should do it as close as possible to Shabbos, right? That you can. And you should go ahead and do it Thursday night is better than Thursday day. Friday morning is better than Thursday night. The Erev Shabbos will be Yom Chamishi Makvid and Shaloi Litlon. So he said, the Mechaber said that the ideal time to cut our nails is on Thursday. You know what? We're gonna stop over here because it's a longer Mishnah Berurah, and there's some other things that we have to talk about over here. So we're going to stop over here. And Emet Hashem, we will continue this tomorrow.